This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, January the 19th of 2026. And we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yep, infiltration in Radio Big is kind of the way that we do things around here, no doubt about that. So don't worry, because, you know, we're going to hang out, we're going to do some things, we're going to hang out together, we're going to do some other things, and that's kind of how the whole aspect of it goes. So don't worry about that. We'll make sure to take care of you over the next couple hours or so. So anyways, how was your weekend? Did you do anything fun, anything exciting? You know, all the fun traditional stuff that we're supposed to ask. I only ask those questions because, hey, some people are off today. Some people are not. That's the only reason that I'm here. Because, you know, there was this whole contemplation, should we show up? So I don't know. I was kind of up in the air on what to do. So we're here, hanging out, doing our thing. So if you're good with this, I'm good with this. So let me talk about what exactly we do here on the show. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of how we go about doing our thing. What will end up taking place is we'll bring in some professional broadcasters. They'll talk about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's just kind of what we do around here. So then we'll come from there and then, you know, talk about this, talk about that, talk about some aspects about news, talk about some aspects about safety. And then you'll have the opportunity to interact with the show if you want to do that by going to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get their audio, video, and text messaging, those are the opciones of the things that are going on. So there you go. That is the whole skedaddle of kind of what we do around here. No, seriously, I'm not just saying that to say it. That's kind of what we do around here, and then we just move on. Now, keep in mind that the feature story news people are the professional broadcasters around here. I just kind of hang out and kind of go where everything goes type of thing. So there you go. That's the information that happens there. So if you're good with that, I'm good with it. And then we get to move forward. Okay. So with that being said, I do have my friends from feature story news waiting alongside to start jibber jabbering. So let's go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. At least 39 people have died in a crash involving two high-speed trains in southern Spain. It happened near Corvova on Sunday evening. Dozens of passengers are still in hospital. Spain's transport minister has said he's struggling to understand the cause of the crash, which happened on a straight piece of track which is less than a year old. Fraser Knight reports.
The first train, which was travelling from Malaga to Madrid, derailed onto the opposite track. It then collided with an oncoming service. A recording has been released of the moments that followed on board one of them. In the tannoy announcement, staff can be heard calmly urging passengers to stay seated. Officials are warning the death toll could rise in what is Spain's worst rail crash in more than a decade.
The UK Prime Minister has told the US President that tariff threats over Greenland are wrong. Sir Keir Starmer is giving an emergency speech from Downing Street on Monday after speaking to Donald Trump on Sunday. President Trump has threatened a 10% levy on goods from eight European allies, including the UK, who oppose his efforts to take over Greenland. The eight countries named in Trump's tariff plan issued a joint statement that warned of undermined transatlantic relations and risks of a dangerous downward spiral. Torrential rains have killed more than 100 people across southern Africa, forcing mass evacuations and widespread rescue operations, as Isaac Lukundo reports.
Weeks of heavy rainfall have battered parts of southern Africa, overwhelming rivers and infrastructure in South Africa, Mozambique and Zimbabwe, and cutting off entire communities. Weather services have issued further alerts, raising fears of more flooding. The U.S. Famine Early Warning System says flooding is expected in at least seven countries, possibly linked to La Niña, which often brings heavier rains. In recent years, the region has faced repeated extreme weather, exposing fragile infrastructure.
A massive fire at a shopping centre in Karachi has killed eight people, while more than 50 others remain missing. Search operations are continuing to try and locate survivors. From Pakistan, Hira Mustafa reports.
Rescue teams in Karachi's Gul Plaza are continuing their search for survivors after a massive fire tore through the commercial building on Saturday. The plaza housed more than 1,200 shops of garments, household items and decorations. The building has completely collapsed, with officials saying thick debris and poor ventilation are slowing rescue operations. City authorities have set up a help desk to register details of those unaccounted for. Pakistan's president has also expressed condolences and called for an immediate inquiry into the incident.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the fury across Europe with President Trump after he threatened eight members of NATO, including Denmark, with tariffs over their refusal to let him acquire Greenland and turn it into part of the United States. The European Union is preparing $93 billion in retaliatory tariffs to impose against US exporters if the president makes good on his plan. NATO warned of a dangerous downward spiral ahead for the alliance if President Trump fails to take an off-ramp and recognize Greenland is not for sale. Rasmus Jarlov chairs the Defense and Resilience Committee in the Danish Parliament and says the US leader is engaged in extortion.
Absolutely. He wants to have Greenland, and it's not his, and the Greenlanders don't want to become of the United States. And now every type of pressure is applied to Denmark. First, military threats, now tariffs. He could quadruple the tariffs and we still wouldn't do it. He could threaten us more with military invasion and we still wouldn't give up Greenland. We're not going to do that. It would be immoral just to hand over 57,000 Danish citizens that don't want to be part of the United States.
That very clear message will be presented to President Trump by European leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos this week. Several Republican senators in Washington warn him he is risking his presidency by suggesting the US has military options to seize the territory. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, at least 39 people have died in a crash involving two high-speed trains in southern Spain. It happened near Corvova on Sunday evening. Dozens of passengers remain in hospital. Torrential rains have killed more than 100 people across southern Africa, forcing mass evacuations and widespread rescue operations. And a massive fire at a shopping centre in Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, has killed eight people, whilst more than 50 others remain missing. That's the latest Feature Story News. John Beaver reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you found us.
Congratulations.
As we begin this broadcast, there's only one thing you need to know.
Today's sound is designed to suit you.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Today's show is brought to you by the brand new Maxwell House Twinkie collaboration, Twinkie Coffee. Two classics teaming up to ignore doctors everywhere.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 15 minutes past the top of the hours. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Okay, so let's start talking right away about some things that are going on inside of the world, because that is kind of what we do around here. So where do we want to start for this weekend? Maybe that's what we should go over. So let's start off with some lighter news before we start getting into the serious stuff. Maybe that's the way that we look at it. So did you hear about the Coca-Cola thing? I'm going to have to share it with you. So here we go. Here's what I found out. The Coca-Cola recipe has been on lockdown tighter than the Fort Knox for 139 years, but a YouTube scientist says that the jig might be up. Zach Armstrong, who runs Lab Coach Channel, claims that he reverse engineered Coke's legendary formula. Yeah, that's what he did. After more than a year with experiments, taste tests, and chemical analysts, his big reveal, the drink that the world worships, is more than 99% sugar. Shockingly, absolutely no more, no one who has ever read the label. A liter of Coke already packs about 110 grams of sugar, caffeine, and caramel coloring, the usual suspects. The real mystery has always been Coke's vaguely labeled natural flavors. That's elusive final 1% is where the magic is, and the secrecy lives. Armstrong attacked the problem with mass skepticism in regards to what was going on. The chemical process breaks the substance down into molecular fingerprints, and then let's rebuild the Coke flavor profile without using coca leaves, which are tightly controlled and legally important only by the U.S. company for Coca-Cola itself. So how to replicate the formula here? Flavor solution A, lemon oil, 4.58 milligrams, lime oil, 3.65 milligrams, or maybe it's milliliters, excuse me. Tea tree oil, 8 milliliters. Cassia cinnamon, 4.5 milliliters. Nutmeg, 2.7 milliliters. Orange oil, 1.2 milliliters. Just to name a few. So there you go. Dilute for 20 milliliters of combined solution, the 1 liter using 95% ethanol bottle, and allow it to age about 24 hours. So there's another recipe they give as well, but the mixture that needs to be followed at least age 24 hours before the diluted with food grade alcohol. Amazingly, the mixture is so concentrated that a single batch of essential oils is enough to make 5,000 liters of Coca-Cola. However, Armstrong hasn't quite happy with the flavor of the Coke substitute yet. A study published in 2014 by food scientists from the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, found that Coca-Cola also includes fresh coloring flavors, notes that there are often overlooked. Despite the matching of the chemicals, fingerprint, Coke, almost exactly the replica formula, was still lacking these notes. The breakthrough was also realizing the coca leaves, the essential form of tea, which are naturally rich chemicals called tannins. So there you go. A lot of stuff to crack down that Coke thing.
Duh.
That's what it sounds like. So what do you think? Is it world-changing for you? I'm just asking to understand. So there you go. Take a listen to this one, because here's another one that just came out. A new AI-powered smart glasses called Mentra Live are about to hit the U.S. market. And let's see, their creators say that you can live stream hands-free, including on OnlyFans. The $299 glasses pack cameras, microphones, stereo, audio, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and an open-source operating system, which it has its own app store. Translation, point your face, go live. No hands required. Unlike MetaClose ecosystem, Mentra Live pitches itself as your data, your rules. No built-in display on purpose, lighter weight, longer battery life, and 119-degree camera that captures HD video. They launch on February the 15th in the U.S. While they can do boring stuff like translate languages and take notes, let's be honest, the headlines is the point of view content without dropping the phone. So finally, glasses that see everything, whether they should or not, prove that once again, porn doesn't follow tech. It leads tech. And then hands-free streaming. OSHA never saw this coming. And then let's see, eye contact just got very, very personal. And finally, eyewear with adult supervision issues. I don't know. It's always interesting on how technology seems like it can change some things for us. But then all of a sudden, some other event will come about and be like, we should probably use this for this other stuff before we move forward. So there you go.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Okay. So I think we should probably talk a little bit about some stuff that is going on in the serious side of the world. Yeah, we have to do that stuff from time to time. I don't know why we get to do it, but we just have to. It's one of those weird things, and understand that sometimes it's just slow news days. So we need to talk about some rando crap of the things that are going on around here. Let's not lie. Let's not lie. So there you go. So where do you want to start? I'm not big into Hollywood news today, so let's do this. GOP lawmakers irked at Trump's new planned tariffs against EU members over Greenland. Some Republicans are openly blistering at President Trump's after he vowed to hit 8 European countries with new tariffs over his push to acquire Greenland. The move comes after those nations sent small troops to Greenland to support Denmark, which still owns the territory and keeps saying politely and repeatedly, not for sale. President Trump says that he'll slap 10% tariffs starting February the 1st on Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, and the UK. The Netherlands and Finland, with plans to jack it up to 25% by June if the U.S. doesn't get Greenland. NATO allies did not RSVP, thank you. Several GOP lawmakers are calling foul. Representative Don Bacon says Congress, not the president, controls tariffs, and even floated impeachment if Trump uses military force. Senator Thomas Tillis blasted the idea beyond stupid, warning it helps Putin and Zaya by weakening NATO. And then Senator Ron Paul called the tariff plan unconstitutional, arguing that presidents can't just invent taxes on the fly. This tariffs would reportedly be imposed using International Emergency Economic Power Act, which just happens to be under Supreme Court review and awkward timing. So there you go. Some stuff going on there. What do you think about this? Seriously, we'd love to know your opinion about it. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That will help out with some of that stuff. No doubt about that. So callinradio.com, audio, video, text messaging once you get there. Maybe we should talk about this one. Let's go ahead and talk about this one, too. In a TikTok video, a woman said there are three words a guy used for women to remember him forever. The words are thank you for. She said thank you for is the most masculine thing a guy can say. So take a listen to this real quick. Here's a little clipper-upper.
If you want a girl to remember you forever, it's just three words, my guy. You don't have to be good looking. You don't have to be tall. You don't have to be rich. You don't even have to be nice. Just say these three words. She will remember you forever, and she will go tell all her friends about you. Welcome to Emily's School of Women. The three magic words are thank you for. But Emily, I say thank you to women all the time, and they don't remember me. What do you mean? Let me demonstrate. I'm you. You're me. What are you holding? Oh, this is my cheese plant that I just repotted. Anchor. Repotted, huh? Why do you need to repot it? Ooh, he just asked me something that I think he might be bored of, but let's just try. The stock soil that these plants come with aren't really conducive to, like, huge growth, so I wanted to give it a very custom soil recipe. Oh, I didn't know that plants needed custom soil recipes. Thank you for teaching me that. I can teach you more if you want. I don't really care for plants, but I'm very grateful that you taught me something new today. Man, I think I want to marry this guy. Saying thank you for anything is the most masculine thing I think a guy can say. And it's actually so rare how little men say thank you.
Okay, so there you go. I don't know if you have relationship issues or if you just need to be remembered by the opposite sex, but there you go. There's some offers for you. If I guess you're interested in doing that, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just sharing with you. So there you go. There you go. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Maybe, should we talk about this? Today's National Popcorn Day. Take a listen to this, because this might be the thing that might help you remember that it is National Popcorn Day. No, seriously, take a listen.
Okay, God, let me have it!
So there you go. National Popcorn Game. That's coming definitely off of Weird Science 1985. Just for the sake and purposes, there are some movie theaters. I want to say Cinemark being one of them that has an offer going on that if you go, I think it was yesterday and today. I think today's might be the last day. If you can bring up to a 400 ounce container and for $5, they'll fill that thing up regardless of you going to see a movie or not. So I don't know if it's something that that you might be interested in doing. Maybe you should go do that. I don't know. Should we talk about the box office now, or do you want to wait till later? I mean, I think we're kind of all over the place today, so I don't really think that it matters which order we go, because, you know, that's how it goes. So let's talk about the box office.
The top spot at the box office this weekend.
At the box office.
The box office roundup.
The weekend box office.
At the box office this weekend.
Okay, so let's talk about the box office, because some people are going to want to care about that. So take a listen to this. Coming at the number 10 spot, the SpongeBob movie Search for SquarePants, $2.3 million. Number 9, Anaconda, $3.2 million. At number 8, Greenland 2, $3.4 million. And number 7, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings, $3.5 million. Also at number 5, Marty Supreme. Nope, let's jump back. Number 6 was Primate with $5 million. And number 5 was Marty Supreme, $5.5 million. And number 4, The Housemaids, $8.5 million. And number 3, Zootopia 2 with $8.8 million. Coming in at the number 2 spot would be 28 years later, The Bone Temple at $13 million. And it was a close one, but still at number 1, Avatar, Fire and Ash, for the 5th straight week, but it made $13.3 million. So, I mean, it was edging right there of what exactly is going on. So there you go. So let's talk about this one real quick, because some people are going to want to know about this. But Piers Morgan revealed that he was hospitalized and heading for surgery after tripping on what he described a small step inside of a London hotel restaurant. Morgan posted the hospital bed selfie, giving the thumbs up in a classic Piers fashion, laid it all out in a numbered list. The fall left him with a fractured neck of the femur, bad enough for the doctors told him that he needs full hip replacement. Let's see. The damage means 6 weeks on crutches, no long haul flights for 3 months. Morgan capped off the update, noting that the new year off to a cracking start, and then jokingly blamed President Donald Trump for the whole thing. So I don't know. So it's one of those interesting ones as we are talking. That is for sure. Okay, so where do we want to go here? Let's go into this one. Let's go into this one real quick. The International Olympic says that the U.S. is staying put despite calls to ban American athletes from the upcoming Winter Olympics over the U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. The IOC flatly rejected the idea. It's no penalties, no suspensions, no drama. The IOC told the BBC it is not in the business of playing a global referee. Their stance on the Olympics are about bringing athletes together, not punishing them for what governments do. That's a sharp contrast to Russia, whose athletes remain banned from invading Ukraine in 2022, a move that violated the Olympic truce and crossed several bright red lines in the IOC charter. The U.S. actions, different category entirely. The intervention in Venezuela carried out after months of pressure and more than 20 U.S. strikes on drug traffickers in the regional waters resulted in the capture of Nicolas Maduro and the collapse of his regime. The operation ordered under President Trump has been praised by much of the international community and did not violate any Olympic rules. The IOC also pointed out that it's been consistent here. It rejected similar efforts of a ban of the over the war of Gaza, citing compliance with Olympic rules. However, Indonesia is on thinner ice after denying visas to Israeli athletes, which does violate the Olympic Charter. The IOC has already shut the door on Indonesia hosting future games and warned organizers to stay away. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking, no doubt about that. In some other news, take a listen to this. Lamar Odom is back in the headlines and for all the wrong reasons. The two-time NBA champion was reportedly detained in Las Vegas on early Saturday morning on suspicions of a DUI. According to TMZ, cops also alleged that he was driving more than 40 miles over the speed limit and made the improper lane change, basically treating the road like a fast break. Odom is believed to still be in custody. The former Lakers star made $114 million over 14 years in his NBA career, won two championships, and took home the Sixth Man of the Year in 2010 to 2011 seasons. But this post-basketball life has been anything but smooth. This isn't the first run with a DUI trouble. He was also arrested back in 2013 and 2015. He has nearly died over a drug overdose at the Nevada brothel, and he was found unconscious and placed in life support. His wife, then Khloe Kardashian, famously stayed by his side during the ordeal. So there you go. Listen, I'm not here to be one to pass judgment, but man, with so many Ubers and Lyfts and rideshare services and taxis available in good old Vegas, you would think that you would know better, or it would be easy to obtain somebody to give you a ride. But I mean, what do I know? Just a guy here behind a microphone.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes. I'm just trying to do whatever is being told to me to do. So there you go. Let's go ahead and get into our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, some main story time. So let's go ahead and start talking right away as we are here on this Monday, the 19th of 2020. And go down the patho that we need to go down. And let's talk about something that nobody really wants to say out loud, but I mean, it's Monday, so let's do it. Just because you want people around you to succeed does not mean that the people around you want the same thing for you. Let's just be realistic. And that's not a realization that hits a lot harder when you finally see it clearly, but it's one of those things that we should talk about. When I got into my career many, many, many moons ago, I had a very simple philosophy, and it wasn't complicated. It was just warm and fuzzy, I guess. I guess it wasn't warm and fuzzy, or maybe it was, depending on how you want to look at it. My goal was always to train somebody to take my job. That's kind of how I always did it when I was in corporate America. Not because I was trying to be noble, believe me, because that was not the case. And not because I was trying to be a good guy, not the case either. But because if someone could do my job better than me, that meant that I was ready for the next job. So I trained my replacements all the time, so I could move forward. If I built capability below me, I would be able to take on responsibility above me. And that's how leadership worked back in the day when I started getting involved with all this mess, or at least that's how it was supposed to work. And, you know, you didn't protect your position. You built people. That's the way that it always worked. And somewhere along the way, well, that seemed to have shifted quite a bit, is how I look at it today. Now we live in a world where people don't want to develop talent. They want to protect their territory. Information gets hoarded, processes become personal property, and experiences turn into leverage. Yeah, and suddenly it's not. It's how do I help this person grow? It's how do I make sure that nobody replaces me? No, I'm being serious. Think about it for a moment. Now, let's be honest. Safety is not immune to this either, because I think some people go, oh, no, that's not what happens here. Oh, it is. In fact, safety might be one of the worst offenders of the whole thing. We talk about big game, about learning organization, psychological safety, just culture, of course, and continuous improvements are all buzzwords. But behind the scenes, people guard their job like it's the last life raft on the Titanic. Think about it for a moment, and you'll know that I'm not losing it here. Because if someone understands the system better than you, if someone can explain the risk clearly and more clearly than you can, if someone can influence leaders better than you, now you're not the safety person anymore. Now you're exposed, and that's where the problem starts. Because safety was never supposed to be a job of preservation. It was supposed to be about capability creation. Think about that. Capability creation. And here's the uncomfortable truth about the whole mess here. A lot of people say that they want others to succeed as long as that success doesn't threaten them. They want collaboration, but not competition. They want growth, but not displacement. They want development, but only if it stays safely beneath their title. And that's not leadership. That is fear wearing a badge. I didn't always understand this either, so let's just make sure that we're clear. For a long time, I assumed alignment is kind of the way that it was. I assumed that I was rooting for someone, they'd be rooting for me too. And that if I helped them, they'd help me. That if I shared information, it could come back around. And that's not how reality works here. Some people don't want you to grow. And they don't want to grow with you. They want to grow around you. They want access without accountability, opportunity without risk, visibility without responsibility.
Duh.
And the moment your growth threatens their position, the support disappears. Settling, meetings change, conversations get vague, opportunity quietly dry up. And if you're paying attention, you start blaming yourself instead of seeing the system. Now, let's bring it back to safety, because this is what's going to matter in regards to this conversation. A safety culture that rewards job protection over capability building will never be resilient. And I mean ever. Because when people are more concerned about protecting their role than improving the system, bad things happen. Near misses stop getting shared. Lessons learned become need to know. Innovation slows down because someone might lose relevance. And the organization doesn't get safer. It just gets quieter. And here's a part that really stings. The people who actually train others to replace them, those people don't become irrelevant. They become indispensable because they understand something that most people miss. If your value disappears the moment that someone else learns your job, then your values was never that strong to begin with. Real leadership scales. Real safety leadership creates thinkers, not followers. Real influencers doesn't vanish when someone else gets smarter. But that requires letting go of illusions that your title protects you. And that's scary for a lot of people. Let's just be realistic here. So here's the takeaway, and I think that it's going to be an important one.
Duh.
This story is not about becoming cynical. This is not about stopping mentorship, and it's not about withholding knowledge. It's about clarity. You can still want others to succeed, just don't assume they want the same outcome for you. You can still build people, just don't confuse friendliness with alignment. You can still lead, but do it with your eyes open, because safety doesn't improve through blind optimism. It improves through awareness. And leadership doesn't require everyone rooting for you. It requires you understanding who actually is and who never was. And that's the reality. Seriously, that's the reality. And ignoring it doesn't make the system safer. It really doesn't. Think about that for a moment. It doesn't make the system safer. It just makes the lesson more painful when it finally shows up. And if anything, that could be the end of the story.
Whoops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stress, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait lists, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, sorry. Am I singing into the music that's already playing? I probably shouldn't do that. Yeah, this right here is called Can't Tune. It is still 46 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show on this lovely Monday edition. Shows a ghost on the- yeah. This one's called Can't Tune. Reflections of the under. And I only say that because I know what it's titled, because I titled it. I know. I'm still working on some stuff behind the scenes. It's just taking longer than what I thought it was going to take. But yeah, I definitely have some ideas.
No angels, no machine to save, just the pulse inside the grave.
There you go. Okay, take a listen to this part. I know. It's one of those weirdness levels that get you into some other the aspects there. So there you go. Can't Tune. There you go. As we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. We want you to know that people have been where you are now and that things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, there's all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Anyways, by the way, before I forget, February the 4th is right around the corner. Let's just not joke. It is the 19th of January. Would love to see you if you're in the Orlando area, if you're going to be coming down this general direction or even Central Florida itself. February the 4th, the ACFS is doing Safety Day. Yeah, it's a whole day just consisting of different topics related to safety. It includes parking. It includes food. And it includes 0.5 CEUs. So, full day in Orlando. All you have to do to find out more information, acfs.org. They have like five or six different speakers is normally how it's actually listed. And then, let's see, February the 4th, food, parking, and CEUs. I don't think you're going to be able to beat that overall. We'll be there that day broadcasting live from the event. When they had their last one, which was 2024, we broadcasted from there. I have recently reposted the episodes that were recorded there because what we did was we were able to take the speeches of the speakers and then we were able to interview them shortly thereafter. So they're all kind of tagged together. If you kind of go through our archive at safetyfm.com and just go into let's see, Safety FM with Jay Allen, those episodes. I believe it starts off at episode 664, if I remember correctly. We just reposted them on LinkedIn, so you're more than welcome on taking a little gander there. That is for sure. But definitely a good time. Ugh. I have been to this event. I want to say this is my fifth or sixth one. Don't hold me 100% on the numbers. But yeah, we go, and we've been able to broadcast the whole time from there in regards to the years that we've been involved. So it's been pretty cool seeing the involvement there. So there you go. Would love to see you, acfs.org, to find out more information. I'm going to bring some John Smalls into our life because it's about that time. I want him to tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute, because it's always a good time when John comes in and starts telling us what exactly is going on. The Motivation
Minute. Courtesy of JaceCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by Aaron. Lin-Manuel Miranda said, "Because of phones, we always have the ability to jump out of ourselves. But unless you learn how to be in your head, you'll never learn how to create." I love this. It's hard to explain to a younger generation what a difference a smartphone has made in society. Our children have always had cell phones in their life, and they both personally had smartphones while they were in high school. My generation, we didn't have that. We lived in an age of wonder. We would actually wonder about things. There's no need to do that today. I can click a button and get the answer to pretty much anything. It's amazing, but it's also robbing us. It was really cool to wonder about things. You'd use part of your brain that's not really used for other things. It would turn on this creativity engine that would build amazing things in your mind. The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NATO allies in Europe are scrambling for a united answer after President Donald Trump threatened steep new tariffs tied to a bid for Greenland.
European Union ambassadors are meeting urgently after Trump warned of sanctions on countries that reject any U.S. claim over the Arctic territory. Crowds have marched in Danish cities, including Copenhagen and Aarhus, voicing support for Greenlanders and rejecting the idea of a forced deal. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Syrian leaders announce a new pact with Kurdish-led forces, promising a halt to fighting.
The agreement sets out a ceasefire and a plan to fold the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces into the national army structure. Officials say the deal will let Damascus reclaim control over most areas previously held by the militia. International diplomats are watching closely. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Chile's government declares a state of catastrophe as fierce forest fires burn near major southern cities.
Authorities report at least 16 people dead and tens of thousands ordered to leave homes in the Ñuble and Biobío regions. Firefighters are battling dozens of blazes in rugged hills, where dry winds are driving flames toward towns and highways. The president has sent extra troops, aircraft, and emergency crews. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
In Minneapolis, protests over aggressive immigration raids keep building as federal agents and demonstrators face off intense street standoffs.
Crowds have gathered outside federal buildings and downtown streets, denouncing ICE tactics and the fatal shooting of local resident Renee Good. The governor has the National Guard on standby, while a federal judge has imposed limits on when agents can stop cars or arrest peaceful protesters. Kyle Norris reporting.
Health officials across the United States warn that a fast-growing measles surge is spreading into more states and straining hospitals.
The CDC reports at least 171 cases confirmed in 9 states so far this year, with most patients unvaccinated or of unknown status. Recent infections in Georgia, Oregon, Virginia, and parts of Utah have been linked to a strain that spread widely through Texas last year. Doctors say many cases involve children and teens, and they are urging families to check records. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Across parts of the United States, forecasters warn that a major winter storm could dump deep snow.
The National Weather Service has posted winter storm warnings for several states, with some areas facing up to 20 inches of snow and gusts near 50 miles per hour. Officials say whiteout conditions are likely on key highways, and travel may become difficult or impossible during the heaviest bands. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Oh, yes, we do tend to get a little stenchy here on Radio Big and on Safety FM. No doubt about that. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2025, TikTok app stops working in the U.S. shortly before a federal ban on the app is due to take over. So that happened back on this date about a year ago. So there you go. If you want some celebrity birthdays for today, let's see. Dolly Parton turns 80. Paula Deen turns 79. Stefan Edberg turns 60. Draria De Matteo turns 54. Frank Caliendo, 52. Jody Sweden, 44. And Sean Johnson turns 34 today. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know, because that's always a thing. Here are Friday Mega Million numbers in case if you missed them. 2, 22, 33, 42, 67. And the Mega Ball was Uno. Here are Saturday's winning Powerball numbers. 5, 8, 27, 49, 57. The Powerball was 14 and the power play was 4. Since there was no jackpot winner, tonight's jackpot climbs to $193 million. So there you go. Also, a new Wall Street Journal poll shows that voters are soaring on how the president is handling immigration. Just over half of the 1500 registered voters surveyed say that President Trump's immigration enforcement has gone too far, as clashes between federal agent and protesters continue to make headlines. Only 28% believe that his actions haven't gone far enough, putting the administration on the wrong side of the political math. The poll conducted in January the 8th through the 13th suggests that while immigration remains a top issue, public patience is thinning, especially as enforcement tactics become more visible and confrontational. Also, in some other news, a 36-year-old Nicaraguan immigrant arrested by immigration agents in Minneapolis has died while in federal custody in Texas. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement say that Victor Manuel Diaz died January the 14th at Camp East Montana, at large detention facility in El Paso. ICE reports that Diaz was found dead in what is being investigated as a presumed suicide. His death came just 2 days after he received a final deportation order on January the 12th. Diaz is the third detainee to die at the Camp East Montana facility, adding to the growing scrutiny and conditions and oversight of the detention center. So there you go. Some things to think about. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. We'll be talking about the world of music, the world of entertainment, and doing the stuff that we do over there. If you don't want to come and hang out over there, that's perfectly fine. You can stay here and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, as he talks about the world of safety consulting. He'll go over all of the information that he has to share, so don't worry about that if you want to do that. Anyways, if I can leave you with some words of wisdom for today, the time is always ripe to do the right thing, so keep that in mind. And then if you need some advice for today, here is it. Put your keys in the same pocket every day. Muscle memory beats brain power. That's science, not vibes. Keep that in mind as we are talking. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Can't feel, can't love, can't stay. Still I stay. Still I stay.
Maybe the signal's mercy is gone.
still here.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation. Where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live. Inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.